K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, survived the first snow day here, or first snow day in winter, this after December 1st, that whole shabacle there. Now, December 2nd, 2025, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this men's basketball postcast of the show. Oh my goodness, what a turn in the last, what, less than 72 hours from now or ago, something like that. Wow, so football, we have their issues, right? And we still don't gonna know, obviously, their destination and opponent until this upcoming Sunday, obviously. And then your two big sports. Obviously, this is the men's basketball postcast edition. I'll get to the score here momentarily. Men's basketball. I had to triple check this score yesterday. I thought this was an absolute you-know-what. I thought it was actually a screw up here by the media, by the post. Like, are you serious right now? But I did not, and you probably could tell, did not watch the game, but went back, looked at the highlights. I have not gotten around to the press conferences yet. I will be doing that today. So there's that on the agenda, Tuesday agenda for yours truly there as well. But probably tell a little bit of shock, but wow, if you went to see that mess in this cold ass weather, see that mess out in Manhattan, Kansas, well, Bowling Green, and it was warned by Coach Rodney, one of the assistant coaches, Rodney Green. I did see that on D. Scott's Twitter feed after the game. Actually, I was reading some of the, we ended up catching up on some of the tweets, like, what in the world, what in the hell is going on? So, and then Rodney Green, the assistant coach, obviously to Jerome Tang, head coach of the men's basketball team. How about the slide? How about this downslide? After a 5-0 start for the men's basketball team, you lose. Not only lose at home, but you lose the way you did to, see, what the hell? Oh, boy. Anyways, let's get through this. And this is why I'm talking. This is what ticks me off. And what ticks me, also what ticks me off is how men's basketball lose the way they did. Bowling Green yesterday, last night, actually, 82-66 last night as Bowling Green. They start off fast off the blocks. And from there, they just carried it. Right on through. And they just flat out embarrass you. In your own building. 82-66 was the final score last night, Monday Night Basketball, there as Bowling Green just took care of business. And I know there are some thoughts on Twitter or X, what do your current generals now call it? But that's absolutely, I'm dumbfounded by this loss. I really am. 5-0 start. You have lost now 3 in a row. And in this game, you had career lows for this men's basketball team. Bowling Green, well, their record speaks for itself. 6-2. They came in a pretty good team. And AKA Rodney Green saying, oh shit, you know, we gotta watch out for this team right here. We ain't careful. They're gonna take us to woodshed. Well, I'm summarizing that in my own quotes. And sure enough, you know, this team was not ready to play. Was not ready to play. And whatever happened in that loss that triggered this, in the Nebraska loss where we had with that late-ass foul call, whatever you want to call it, trigger something. In this crazy events, last week, you apologize. Head coach Jerome Tang, this men's basketball team, apologized to two fans last week after the loss to Indiana. We knew, hey, going in there, we knew Indiana's good. Indiana's good at basketball, right? We knew that. So I was like, all right, we'll give you a pass on that. But here, I think we might be in trouble, folks. The fastball and changeup, two biggest sports in Manhattan, Kansas, that fans expect us or expect you guys, the team, not me, you expect you guys to be good at, this team might be in trouble. So this might be a long winter. We had snow come down here in KC metro area yesterday. Woo, like 3-4 inches of snow up here in the KC metro area. And now you have all this. Ooh, and we all know the women's basketball team has lost 2 of 3 in Cancun. Now you have the men's basketball team in a slump. 3 in a row. Sam Towns on the other side of the tape for Bowling Green. 27 points. And out of that fast start, 17 of those came in the first half for Sam Towns there as well. So, this basketball team might be in trouble. So there's that. Yeah, 49 point. I haven't even looked in the box score yet there as well. This is Bowling Green shooting. 49 points in the... Hold on a second. 49 points in the first half by Bowling Green. 56% shooting from the field. Hold on a second. No, I'm reading that wrong. 50% from the field. 56% shooting from downtown. That's alone in the first half of this game. Javonte Campbell, Javon Ruffin, both scored 17 last night there as well. And how about this? This is up, and this was what, game 8 for K-State men's basketball. 27 points by Sam Towns last night was the most given up individually by K-State defense in 2025. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State men's basketball gets embarrassed last night by Bowling Green at home, 82-66, which now represents their third straight loss. After starting off 5-0, we're sitting up in here. Well, I'm sitting up in here. Woo, we get inside, baby. We got our chance to start undefeated. Here we go. Nope. We now have lost 3 in a row. 3 in a row. In the last 2 losses, you get obliterated. You get crushed. You get crushed. You get dominated. Get dominated on the road, and you get dominated at home there as well. So here's the other thing. I don't want to jump the gun too far because what we already know, the next opponent, Seton Hall, going to come in here in your building this weekend. The first weekend of December, Seton Hall going to come up in there. We might be in trouble. But if anything else here, let me see here. I'll get to Castillo in a second here. Season lows. I mentioned that for K-State last night on the court. 66 points. So that's two games in a row now. You ain't reached what you're doing. Putting up 90 points and all that. 39% shooting from the field. Free throw percentage, lackluster, 54% shooting, and only 26% shooting from three. That's not going to get it done. That ain't going to cut it. That is not going to cut it. That's not going to cut it. You're going to win games. Maybe I should just went the other way. I expect all this. But anyways, yeah, but David Castillo, probably the still positive for K-State last night here. A career best, 22 points last night on the floor. That's 8 of 15 for shooting for Castillo, 3 of 9 from the downtown. P.J. Haggerty, ever since scoring, 20-plus points in 5 straight, he has now not reached that in 2 straight games. 17 points last night against Bowling Green as they lose big time, 82-66 last night. Now we get to the box score finally here on this postcast edition of this podcast here, as Bowling Green absolutely started out on blocks fast and kept the distance from K-State last night, 82-66. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, and much more competitive in the second half as K-State held Bowling Green to 33 points, but K-State only scored 31. Yeah, so there's that there as well. We already mentioned that there as well. Others in the mix included, Castillo and Haggerty last night were the only K-Staters in double digits last night as points go. Your next is Kamara McGriff with 9. And Abby Bashir, your lethal weapon out there, he only had 8. And he's been struggling. I don't know what's going on with him, at least lately anyways, but he only scored 2 points against Indiana. And now he's scoring 8 here. 14 second chance points, 32 points in the paint, 9 fast break points. Of course, no lead chance because Bowling Green led from start to finish. Points off turnover 6, bench point 6 there as well there for Kansas State men's basketball last night. So we're going to dive on in because I keep saying it on every podcast, it seems like now. But football, all these questions going in the off season. You know, why is this football team 6-6, but yet we're still recruiting in the top 50? I don't understand that. And we're putting out 500 product on the field. Here, basketball, I've been saying it here. And now, you know, we knew what we're going to get into going in. And we're giving men's and women's basketball still a pass to figure these teams out until we reach the new calendar year, which is coming up in a month. And then we're going to really find out how this team's going to go. And so, you know, women's basketball, they're young and all that stuff. They can kind of be, because we've been good in the women's basketball phase there. But the men, expecting NCAA tournaments and all that, we already know the women's volleyball team's in the NCAA tournament. Men, expecting to get back in the NCAA tournament, this does not help the cause right here. That's not helping out here. And they're saying on social, K-State Nation, or at least my K-State Nation anyways, saying on social that this is the worst loss in the 10-year. I don't know about that. I just don't know. I just don't know about that there as well. But we just got to see what happens as we move along here, because yeah, you lose at home. I know it's cold outside and whatnot, and I'm not using the cold as an excuse. That's like saying, because I'm to the point now, like I'm ready to get back into this New York block training block next week, because my physical body was not ready. Obviously with the cold doesn't help, but still, it doesn't make an excuse that I'm lazy. I'm gonna be lazy today and all. I'm gonna just sit around, eat Cheetos all day. That's. I don't know what Cheetos got. Cheetos. I expect Cheetos to be in this postcast this morning as I'm recording this podcast on December 2nd, 2025. Here, as we about to close this up, I'm gonna take one of Jerome Tain's comments from the press comments last night here. Yeah, we're going to look at defense here because I can listen to the rest of the presser today. But, I mean, that's like saying, okay, I'm going to eat Cheetos all day, lay around, and not do what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, so, hey, going in here, I mean, hey, it's going to be a time. This team's going to have to start stepping up to the plate and start tightening up a little bit. We talk about this defense for K-State early and often here in the 2025-26 campaign for the men's basketball team has been subpar, and it was very subpar last night. And I'm taking Jerome Tang last night, defense, Jerome Tang, to kind of he ended his presser on this quote. This is from head coach Jerome Tang. And oh, by the way, K-State, after starting 5-0 this is not too long ago, is now 5-3 heading into that matchup with Seton Hall coming up on Saturday. Quote, "You're trying to figure out how to create space for guys. That's why we went to the four guards. If you saw Indiana or Nebraska, they just put another guy in the lane because they didn't have to guard our forward. Then now you have a guard going downhill, trying to finish over three guys. I'm concerned with the types of shots that we took tonight. But more important than that was the effort. We'll go look at the shots. I think at the end of the day, the most important thing was the effort that we gave that didn't give us a chance to win tonight," end quote. So I saw that last night as well, that we went with a four-guard lineup there as well. P.J. Haggerty, Nate Johnson, Abdi Bashir. Well, let's take Nate Johnson out of the equation here for a minute. Four guards: Haggerty, Bashir, Castillo, and McGriff. That one was used there. And P.J. Haggerty, by the way, had made his 74th career college start last night there as well. Nate Johnson, made his 100th point in his college career there as well. Marcus Johnson, made his first appearance for K-State last night. So we're wondering, like, all right, is he gonna play? Is he gonna get on the court a little bit? Come on, now it's not conference play yet. Marcus Johnson made his first appearance for Kansas State last night in this 82-66 loss there as well. End of note here. Let me see here. I was going to say something about real quick. Seton Hall, as I mentioned, Big East, 7-1 tip, a little bit after 3 at Bramlage Coliseum this Saturday out there in Manhattan, Kansas. So It don't get any easier. Satan Hall comes to your building, and you ain't ready to jump out of the blocks again. It's going to happen again. And not to mention, I don't know. I know Satan Hall is pretty good at basketball. I do know that. I ain't stupid. So K-State, you got a week, well, exactly a week to get ready. There's no excuse. Why ain't ready to play? It's the same thing with football. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand what is going on with these two programs. I just don't get it. I don't understand why you're not ready to play games. I just don't understand it. Is it coaching staff's blame? Yep. It starts with them. Whether that's Chris Kleiman's group or head coach Jerome Tan's group, I don't give a damn. It starts with you, them. And then of course, they can't play the game. So it's the players' responsibility 100% to get ready for games. You ain't ready to play. That's on you. And I don't know. The defense, that's the concern. And that's going to be the concern. And not Jerome Tan all of a sudden changed the lineup. Go what he saw. And now you got to go back and make the adjustments yet again. So I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't get it why, you know, our teams, our big two top programs, aren't ready to play. I just don't understand it. What's going on there? I don't know. There's a disconnect somewhere. We already know the disconnect with the best basketball program there and what they needed to do. And there's still plenty of time to get it done. So should I hit the pivot button? Not yet. I'm not doing that quite yet. Now again, Seton Hall is a very good basketball team. So I don't know. I don't know. You're gonna need more than Haggerty and Dave Castillo to win these games. You cannot rely on one person. The tape's gonna. Everybody's gonna see that tape. When you lose in basketball games or football games for that matter, everybody's gonna see that. You know what I'm saying? And they're attacked the weakness, just like the nice, but to bring Atlanta Falcons back in the mix. But here we go. Yeah, but the Falcons, right? And there was a point, and yet we, I don't know why we're in the conversation of playoffs anyway. This team ain't gonna make it. We ain't putting them on there. You giving us hope? Y'all keep us hope for nothing. This team can't, they're not one of my good buddies, on X, who's a, she's a Falcon fan, and she put it spot on. A lot of people are spot on about the Falcons. They're not disciplined enough. They're an undisciplined team. So, again, you've played enough games now. Okay, what do you have to do? You cannot – team's going to take away. I mean, yes, Haggerty's going to get his own points, but they're going to pay attention to that. And it's other guys around Haggerty – and David Castillo has shown up still, but where's everybody else at? So I don't know, man. I don't know. It's funny. Maybe it's all, I don't know. Maybe it's all the frustration. Maybe it's coming in all together all at once. But but I don't know. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm like, what? Let me go ahead. Let me double check the score again. Y'all got this wrong. What's going on here? Oh shit! You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but I just gotta lay it out there. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna sit here and just fake it. Like everything's gonna be all right, but that's alarming. Bowling Green? Seriously? Coming up in here in Manhattan, Kansas, putting on Kansas State last night on a men's basketball court, 82-66, and now you have a few days to get ready to gritty. Luke DeLoons, get ready for Seton Hall. So. We'll see what happens. Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or where it's just recorded Kansas State content. Again, thank you so much, K-State Nation, for your continued support of this Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. It might be a long winter, folks. I'm going to say it might be a long winter. Woo! Snow on the ground yesterday, and K-State, it might have been one of those days, because K-State losing the way they did. My goodness. Podbean app. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. GREER 3. EDDID Podcast. That's GREER IER number 3, EDDID Bronson's Podcast for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there, K-State Nation. Of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, boy. We better buckle up because this might be a long winter, folks. we'll see what happens. But that right there, I mean, Indiana, I might live with that a little bit. But Bowling Green, whew, I don't know. That's not on this podcast, that's not the worst loss. I disagree with some of y'all out there as well. But we'll see what K-State has for us on Saturday at 3 when they host Big East, Big 12, Big East opponent, Seton Hall. We remember last year, we played a Big East opponent. We got our ass handed to on the road. I think it was St. John last year. Absolutely destroyed K-State. I don't know. So, Jerome Tang, Matt Driscoll, y'all up. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State Sports. Cats.